Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 70. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 61. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Saturday. Decreasing clouds by Sunday. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s by Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 58.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Good morning, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A jury awards more than $8 million to the family of 17-year-old Cedric Lofton. It stemmed from an incident in 2021 where five officers pinned him to the floor for almost 40 minutes at Cedric County's Juvenile Intake and Assessment Center. Lofton later died at a hospital. A Kansas school district is closed for the rest of the week due to illness. Center schools in Marion County says more than 20% of its students are out sick with illnesses like COVID, flu, and stomach bugs. Students will return to class on Monday. A proposal in the Kansas State House would raise Kansas's minimum wage to $16 per hour. Right now, Kansas follows the federal minimum wage at $7.25 per hour. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. This spring, Fort Hays State University's Career Development Office, in partnership with FHSU departments, will be hosting several career fairs. These events provide students with opportunities to meet numerous potential employers all in one location. Mark your calendars for the following career fairs. Health and Wellness Career Fair, held Monday, February 9th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Fort Hays Ballroom Memorial Union. 35 employers will be on campus to visit with students about opportunities for internships, clinicals, and full-time employment. The fair is aimed at students in the nursing, radiologic technology, medical diagnostic imaging, and health and human performance programs, but all students are invited to attend. In the Teacher Exploration and Employment Fair, Tuesday, February 10th, 10 a.m. to noon, Fort Hays Ballroom in Memorial Union, students can meet with representatives from 60 school districts and education co-ops to learn about student teaching and full-time employment opportunities. Fire, weather, and emergency response agencies and organizations from across Kansas are encouraging residents to take part in Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week, February 8th through the 14th, to learn how working together can reduce wildfire risk across the state. Bill Walne, the fire management officer with the Kansas Forest Service, said his agency has formed a partnership with numerous state and federal agencies to promote the 2026 theme, Working Together for Wildfire Awareness, Making Kansas Stronger. The partnership includes the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, and Kansas State Firefighters Association, the Kansas Association of Fire Chiefs, and Kansas partners through federal organizations, including the National Weather Service and the U.S. Forest Service. Waln said this year's theme highlights how wildfire preparedness and prevention start at home and extends to neighbors, local fire departments, and state and federal partners. Wildfire doesn't stop at a fence line, he said. Preparedness and prevention are shared responsibilities. When Kansans work together before a fire starts, we improve safety for our communities and for the firefighters who protect them. Waln said more than 90% of wildfires in Kansas are caused by humans, often resulting from escaped debris burns, dragging trailer chains, welding, equipment use, or other outdoor fires during high fire danger conditions. Awareness Week focuses on simple actions Kansans can take to prepare, prevent, and respond to wildfires. Homeowners are encouraged to reduce hazards around their homes by clearing dry vegetation and removing flammable materials. Neighbors and landowners can work together to reduce fuels and plan safe mitigation projects. Waln said local fire departments, many staffed by volunteers, rely on public awareness and responsible behavior to keep communities safe. Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week will also emphasize the importance of partnerships built before an emergency. Local, state, and federal agencies work together year-round to provide weather monitoring, training, equipment, and wildfire response support. The Kansas Forest Service has published a website that provides more information as well as activities taking place during Kansas Wildfire Awareness Week. More information about wildfire preparedness in Kansas also is available at kansasforests.org. A 36-year-old Hayes woman was arrested for allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from an 85-year-old dependent adult. Hayes Police Lieutenant Brandon Wright said Marissa Marlene Collin served as the caregiver for the alleged victim and allegedly made numerous ATM withdrawals and retail purchases between November 12th and 2025 and January 15th, 2026. Wright said Collin was hired as an independent caregiver and allegedly used the woman's debit card to buy gift cards, groceries, and other miscellaneous items totaling about $10,400, along with ATM withdrawals totaling just over $15,000. Wright said the total estimated loss may increase as the investigation continues. Wright said Collin was charged with alleged mistreatment of a dependent adult and theft of property or services valued between $25,000 and $100,000. She was booked into the Ellis County Jail on January 29th. I'll be back with more of your news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Continuing with your news, a 72-year-old Hayes woman was the victim of a cryptocurrency scam after losing $7,000 on January 27th. Hayes Police Lieutenant Brandon Wright said scammers claimed they had hacked the woman's phone, found pornography on it, and threatened to report her to the Department of Homeland Security unless she paid them in Bitcoin. Wright said the woman was using a Bitcoin machine at 1301 Vine Street when Police Chief Don Schiebler approached her. The woman told Schiebler she had been threatened by an individual with a foreign accent, which led her to send $7,000 in Bitcoin earlier that day. Wright said the woman was at the Bitcoin machine to set up an account to send an additional $20,000 after receiving further threats, but Schiebler intervened and prevented the transfer. Wright said the woman had no illegal material on her phone. Fort Hays State University hosted law enforcement officers on Friday to recertify as trainers in de-escalation techniques. The FHSU Criminal Justice Department is home to the Central Regional Training Center of the National De-escalation Training Center. The center's staff has trained more than 5,000 law enforcement officers across the United States. As a result of the training, almost 60% of officers were better able to identify and respond to escalated situations, according to the center. Officers who completed de-escalation training showed major improvements in handling tense situations. According to the training center, 95% of participants demonstrated strong de-escalation skills after the course, compared with just 30% before training. Participants said the course gives law enforcement better tools to slow situations down, improve communication, and increase safety for everyone involved. Trainers say the goal is to help officers recognize their own responses and adapt how they communicate, even when faced with hostility or stress. Law enforcement leaders involved in the training say officers can learn in just a few days skills that might otherwise take years to develop on the street. A key focus is self-control, which trainers describe as the most important factor in successful de-escalation. Officers who took the course said it helped them rethink how they respond during everyday calls, including traffic stops, where emotions can quickly escalate. By explaining actions and remaining calm, officers say they've been able to reduce stress, avoid complaints, and keep situations from turning physical. Trainers also shared examples where de-escalation prevented serious injuries, including incidents involving high-speed pursuits and potentially dangerous standoffs. While force remains an option in extreme situations, trainers stress that de-escalation offers officers additional choices that can improve outcomes when circumstances allow. They say the training is needed nationwide, especially in agencies where de-escalation instruction has been limited or inconsistent. Officers involved say the goal isn't perfection, but progress, helping law enforcement better protect themselves and the communities they serve. I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Call them today at 785-877-3351 for all your healthcare needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi from CattleCon 2026 in Nashville. New World Screwworm continues to be an upfront topic at this year's convention, even more so with the announcement from USDA of a case of New World Screwworm found in a Florida quarantine facility on a horse that was flown in from Argentina. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the NWS found in Florida did take people by surprise.
A time on New World Screwworm, and the horse case surprised everybody, but I think the one thing I want everybody to take out of that is that the surveillance program, the inspection program, worked here. And it caught it, so it never got out where it could spread it. So that gives us a lot of confidence. I know that USDA has spent a lot of time with the state animal health officials to make sure that we are ready. While you're never really ready for a pest like this, we are prepared. We are prepared. We've had over a year now to work with state, local, federal government, other trade associations and industry associations to get ready here. So we have tools now that can treat the larva. We have tools to make sure we can heal up our cattle. The thing that we are racing right now is the number of sterile flies available. When it gets into the United States, right now, most active cases are about 200 miles south of the Mexican state of Tamaulipas. The closest one that we've had over the past 6 months was only about 70 miles south. So we do believe it's still coming. And once it gets to the United States, we're going to need 500 million flies a week. Right now, we only have 100 million coming out of the COPEC facility in Panama. And until we get enough sterile fly production, it's going to be a challenge for us.
Comments from Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. A record 9,400 people were in attendance at this year's convention. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hi, Dr. D. I saw something online about a 340B program. What is 340B?
Oh, 340B helps community hospitals and clinics stretch resources so Kansans can get health care and necessary medications close to home at no cost to taxpayers. It's been around for more than 30 years. We should encourage lawmakers to protect it. It's a lifesaver for our community.
I'm glad I asked. Thanks.
This ad is paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Kerr on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Temperatures running well above average across much of Kansas, not only here for this afternoon, but right into your Friday and even into your upcoming weekend as well. A weak cold frontal boundary will take the edge off the temperatures slightly into the day on Saturday, mainly for eastern portions of Kansas, where high temperatures will stay confined to the 50s, but still that's above the more typical 40s we usually have for those high temperatures for this time of year, and still looking to stay very scant precipitation-wise right through the upcoming weekend. And even into your Monday time frame, a developing low-pressure system and upper-level trough, though, working in from the west Tuesday into next Wednesday will bring a chance for at least some widely scattered showers. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see lots of sunshine and very mild conditions, high temperatures in the upper 60s, close to 70. We'll have our winds breezy out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine and very mild with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Winds will be out of the northwest at 10 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and we'll have our winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 15. For south central Kansas for this afternoon, a good deal of sunshine and very mild with highs ranging from the middle 60s to close to 70 degrees. Winds turning northwesterly 10 to 15. For southwestern Kansas, ample sunshine, highs in the upper 60s to near 70, northwest winds at 10 to 20. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ag Council.
This corn growing season, the pressure is on. You've got to work smarter, not harder. So turn to TribalPro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, TribalPro works overtime to protect plant health and your potential yield, even in fields with low disease pressure. When you need your inputs to go above and beyond, choose TribalPro fungicide for disease control you can take to the bank. Ask your retailer for TribalPro today. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for a special calf and yearling sale, along with our regular sale today starting at 1 o'clock. Get in breeding stock. Here's 11 black calves. They're 10 years old, bred black for spring calving. In the calves and feeders, all these consignments are weaned and have at least two rounds of shots. 90, they're blacks. 30 of them be steers, 60 of them be heifers. The heifers have had no implants. The heifers are of replacement quality. Heifers at 750, the steers at 775 to 8 and a quarter. Here's 85 black and reds. There are 35 steers and 50 heifers on them. They're 7 weights. 75, mostly black steers and heifers at 650 to 875. 54 black heifers, no implants, 650 to 750. 50 Char Red Angus cross steers at 750 to 800. 46 black and Char cross steers, 750 to 775. 36 Red Angus steers and heifers at 475 to 6 and a quarter. 26 black steers at 650. 28 black heifers, 550 to 7 and a quarter. 22 mostly. They'd be blacks, they'd be mostly heifers. There's a few steers on them. The heifers have had no implants. They've been pregged open and have calfed vaccinated. They are 6 weights. 20 mixed steers at 800. 14 mostly red with a few blacks. Steers and heifers, 600 to 7 and a quarter. 12 black heifers, they're 6 weights. 4 black-white face steers and heifers, they're 6 and 7 weights. 18 black heifers, 700 to 750. 13 black steers at 7 and a quarter to 775. Here's 40 red, white face, and black white face steers and heifers. Now, this consignment is off the cow. They are 5 and 6 weight cattle. We'd be expecting a regular trial run of weigh cows and bulls. We're expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Just remember, next week, February 12th, we will offer bred heifers and stock cows along with bears to start the sale with, followed by calves and feeders. Hope to see you at these auctions. Thank you.